Hey, you shoot when I say you can shoot.
What is your name?
Ricky Packer. 29 days.
Could you include the question and the answer, you know?
Yeah. My name is Ricky Packer, and I have 29 days left to live. Been reading a lot of the Bible, Joe. When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up?
Yes, who says that fate is not in man, but around him?
What is your crime, please?
But the state says double homicide, but I don't even think they believe that. They had some bodies they needed to put on someone.
You were saying before I switched on the camera about the authorities. What is it you were saying?
Oh, yeah. I told the guards about this murder that I heard about. Almighty Vice Lord's payback on 19th. It's a dead body buried up there in Douglas Park. You think they care?
No, why don't they care?
That means more work. They go dig up some gangbanger's body, what are they going to do? Huh? They're going to go find the killer?
You got here fast.
Yeah, it's called driving. What'd you do? Stop your hand with this?
So, what is it? Gang related?
Yep, this was accurate. A tip from Death Row. Go figure. John Doe buried 6 months. One other thing, is your deputy state's attorney.
Yeah.
You miss a button.
Thank you, ASA Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use colors?
22nd Disciple.
An almighty vice lord's reprisal.
Well, that's the thinking, but oddly enough, that's not why you're here. We dug up someone else.
Citizen?
With very expensive taste. Ed says those are Christian Louboutin shoes.
Ed knows that?
The purse still had $300 cash in it. Name on the driver's license was Adrian Ivor. A missing person for 6 months now. And guess what else we found in the purse? Her boyfriend's number.
How long?
He'll be here in 20 minutes.
So what do I do?
Just what they ask. You will be processed, photographed, and fingerprinted. They will take away all your clothes and supply you with a Department of Corrections jumpsuit. Our hope is you'll get bail. You have ties to the community, and the evidence is circumstantial.
I loved her. I mean, we argued. But I loved her. I didn't report her missing because Adrian said she was going back to Canada.
Alicia. It's important.
Okay, the key thing here is to let us do our job. They can't.
What's that about?
He's being charged with murdering his girlfriend. What's important?
My computer's acting up again. Yeah, I know that doesn't quite sound as important.
Really?
I need you in this meeting, too. Okay, I have a meeting. You gotta go.
You should have told Mom no.
I did tell her no.
That's not what she said. She said you vetted her and everything was all right for her to run.
Why is it that every other kid in the universe knows about computers except you? Your mom's a politician now. She's adapting the truth for her needs.
You know who gets hurt in all this? The children. They'll talk about your divorce and how I'm the product of a broken home and how I'm dating a communist.
Bob's a communist?
Ben. And I broke up with him. This is a new one. Hal.
If you date anyone with more than one syllable, it makes our conversations very confusing. Didn't I stay ahead of meeting?
Tell Mom not to run.
You tell her. She'll listen to you. I'm not...
Hey, old man. How you doing?
So,
I gotta head off to meet the candidate. Where are we?
A hiccup. Actually, more than a hiccup.
You said he was clean, Eli. I want to run him for lower office and gear up for the 2016 presidential.
He was. Financials are healthy, no affairs, good to his kids.
Wow. Bringing in St. Alicia, this must be serious.
More than serious. We're dealing with the ridicule factor.
Is that a picture?
Mm-hmm.
That's something else. Oh. Giuliani dressed up in women's clothes. He survived that?
This is different.
Okay. All right. What do you need?
Bring him in and we'll talk about how to handle it.
Will she be here?
Alicia. And yes, I will be in the meeting.
He's got kids. He's going to want to know how this will impact his kids.
Understandable.
You think we can survive it?
I think if we're lucky.
So what's going on here? Heard you're under investigation.
You heard we're under investigation?
I heard the firm's under investigation. Look, I don't want to drag my candidate in here and have this firm be under indictment.
No, we're good. We're growing and we're blooming. Aren't we good?
Yes, better than ever. A rumor is often a sign of jealous competitors. Hello. Hi. We haven't met. ASA Dana Lodge.
Kalinda Sharma. I was just trying to sneak the Agent Amber Gramstein photos.
Want to see?
Sure.
Adrian Ivor, a 28-year-old flight attendant, quit her job after her boyfriend proposed.
Oh, wait. You represent her boyfriend, don't you? Tom LeVere?
Why, yes, we do.
Huh, what a coincidence.
They fought. Adrian tried to leave. That didn't end well. Tom shot her with his Walther P99 handgun.
Which has never recovered.
Yes, so few criminals make it easy for us these days. Mr. LeVere buried the body in a dirt lot near Douglas Park 6 months ago, far from prying eyes. And as luck would have it, this very same lot was chosen by an almighty vice lord to bury a 22nd disciple. So, when we dug up one, we dug up the other. So you and Carrie.
Me and Carrie? You and Carrie. I don't think there is a me and Carrie.
My mistake.
So, Mr. LeVere, our client, he was worried about Miss Lyva's safety. They were burglarized a week prior, so he gave her his handgun for protection, and it was the same handgun that she kept in that golf cart.
Really?
Yeah. So here's just another possible scenario. Miss Lyva was driving when she came across a gangman slaying.
Oh, happens all the time.
She reached into the glove compartment for the Walther P99 when she was stopped by your almighty vice lord, who took the gun.
And shot her with her own gun? So in your scenario, what happened to her car?
Gone. Taken by the killer's Dutch chop shop. These are two connected murders. You solve this, you'll know who killed Adrian Ivor.
Only problem, we solved this murder. A gang sweep. Maurice Johnson, a.k.a. a.k.a. Yeah, it makes things hard when they're a.k.a.s or a.k.a.
Hmm. Well, why did he do confess?
We asked that Mr. Johnson be tried as an adult, Your Honor.
Your Honor, Maurice has come forward on his own. He has confessed to this homicide exactly because he wants to remake his life.
You don't believe him? I tend not to believe 14-year-old lieutenants who confess, but maybe that's just me.
Well, you bring me proof of the opposite. I'm all ears. But we closed two murders. A.K.A. killed the 22nd disciple banger. Tom LeVere killed his girlfriend.
Where do I bring the proof?
Where?
Yeah. Do you have a car?
Yeah, sure, Kalinda. And this is myself, so anytime.
Thanks. We have a problem. They think they've resolved it.
Got it. We're with the filmmaker now.
So, how did the police get involved?
You see, I sent the footage to the police. I did not think they would pursue it.
They dug up two bodies.
Yes, I know. It is now part of my documentary. Quite excited.
Do you plan to interview Ricky Packer again?
Unfortunately, they have now limited access to death row.
Did he say anything more about this murder, Andre? Anything more in your footage?
He did. I showed it to the police, but they are uninterested now.
Can we see it?
Of course.
Well, I interviewed Mr. Packer again after they found the body. It is always good to go with my assistant. He likes the pretty women.
You say you know who killed him? Who killed this man?
Yeah. But how am I going to help the cops?
Why would you not?
Look, man, the cops don't care if they got the wrong one. Vice lords are going to do what they always do. Send up some wannabe gangster to go do a juvie rap. The cops will be happy.
And that was the end. No more interviews.
He didn't say who did it.
Great.
The only one who can help our client is being executed in 36 hours.
Do this. I can't go back to jail.
It's just bail hearing. Tom, listen to me. We have a lot of options.
I can't last till trial. I can't wait 6 months to go.
Listen to me. We are not delaying this to trial. We're doing everything we can, okay?
Time's up. Is that all you have, Mr. Coyne?
That is only part of what we have, Your Honors. Mr. Packer will be executed in approximately 30 hours, and we ask that you look carefully at the legal mistakes made by the trial judge.
Look again at the legal mistakes.
Yes, if it pleases the court.
We'll take that under advisement.
You here to help?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that.
Fine.
We need to get to Ricky Packer before he's executed. What do you think he can help us on a case?
You're kidding.
No, I'm afraid not. Can you get us into him?
We can't even get into him. Unless the judges hear our appeal, he's in 24-hour lockdown.
You have another appeal coming up.
Lack of mitigation at trial, yeah. Why?
So, we have the humanitarian appeal and not much time. Alicia, you've dealt with Judge Glendon before.
Yes, he has the swing vote on the court. He sided with us on another death row appeal. He had a religious conversion, so there might be an opening there.
And my people whisk out on Ricky Packard's life for any shred of humanitarian appeal.
Right, Alicia, you work with them, and Lockhart Gardner, remember, we win this appeal. We question Ricky Packard.
And that helps our client?
Packer helps us find Adrian Ivor's murderer.
It's like a Rube Goldberg defense.
Well, it'll do until we have better. So we will work a two-pronged strategy. Kalinda, anything you can get independently on who killed this 22nd disciple victim?
I have access to the state's attorney's office again, so I'll see what I can get.
Good. And again, the immediate push has to be on this appeal. We lose Packer, we lose the key to the real murderer.
Alicia, do you have a moment?
Sure.
Sorry to make that sound so boss-like.
No, it's been hard to get away.
It has. Diane's been eyeing us like we're a lawsuit waiting to happen.
It's getting a bit complicated, isn't it?
It is.
Do we need to pause?
Do you want to pause?
I'm afraid even if we say we will, we won't.
That sounds right. This is not why I called you in here.
I know.
It's like Grand Central Station, isn't it? Go ahead. We'll talk later. What does Peter know?
About us? I don't think anything, but that's never mattered to him. Why?
No reason.
Did he talk to you?
No.
Look, I appreciate you guys have to do your due diligence here, but I'm not a ticking time bomb. I don't have an intern. I love my wife. I love my kids. This is Florek. Hello, Robert Mulvey. How's your husband?
He's very well. Thank you, sir.
So you're here to handhold me through this scandal?
Anything you need.
Do I need a stiff drink? You guys had me scared.
Is that you, sir?
Yeah, but about 10 years ago, winter break, you guys are joking, right?
It's the ridicule factor, sir. Like Anthony Weiner?
Yeah, but Anthony Weiner took his clothes off and photographed himself for his constituents. This is...
You filleting Santa. I have to be blunt, sir, because that's how TMZ is going to report it, Fox is going to repeat it, and Jon Stewart is going to finish it. Here comes Santa.
Is it possible you were changing a light bulb?
What, between his legs? Look, it was a joke. I was a college
yes,
kid.
It's a joke about you filleting Santa. And Santa's expression does not help.
What do you think?
I think you have the advantage of releasing it yourself and taking some of the sting away, which is why you should take this seriously.
You think we should release it?
It's coming out either way. The only thing you can control is when and what it means.
What it means?
You're the Facebook generation, sir. Every candidate under 40 has some dumb photo from some dumb college buddy. Crystal ball and the reindeer nose.
Well, she lost.
Yes, but she didn't release it. You will.
And my kids. My wife seeing this.
They'll talk to them and make them understand.
I need to think about this.
One more thing, sir. Are there any more photos out there?
This?
No, of you, in front of other statues. Funny college stunts sometimes get repeated. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry.
Ain't ever easy, is it?
So what, do you work here now?
No, they're just having trouble with their computers. They spend like $85,000 on IT when I could just do it in a few hours.
Humble much?
To be accurate, that was me making fun of the law firm, not me, you know.
Are you still talking? You're boring me.
Hello. Marissa, do you have a moment?
Dad, I do. In a moment.
Why don't you let Zach do his work?
I'm letting Zach do his work. He can multitask. See?
I'm multitasking. He's watching us.
Acts like I said something really shocking. It's terrible.
I've done bad things. Not as bad as the things done to me.
The double homicide. Ricky Packer picked up two 14-year-old girls from a shopping mall, raped them over 3 days, and slit their throats. Look, we know he's not a saint. All we need is mitigation.
It's just my daughter's their age.
I know. It's our job. Grew up on 24th. Tough neighborhood. What do you got?
He was born with neuroblastoma, a syndrome requiring a dozen painful surgeries before the age of five.
That's good. We can build on that.
And his mother has not visited him in prison.
And painful childhood. Absentee mom. You can work with that. We need some photos of sadness. Squalor.
My mom, she's always talking about redemption, right? But redemption from what? From being a man?
Let's go visit the mom.
You called? I did call. I need something. Footage from a new light camera.
Now, why would you want access to our anti-gang cameras?
Don't you just one in particular? 19th and Troy.
We have the killer.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I give you access, you give me access. To what?
Your boss, Will Gardner.
What do you need?
Access.
Why?
We're investigating him.
For what? I don't think I could do that.
Okay, Kalinda, I know how you work. You get what you want without giving back, and that's just not going to happen here.
You want your back scratched?
I haven't.
Okay. What do you need?
He had a friend, a judge, Baxter. He needs to know the nature of their relationship.
Get me the blue light camera.
Get me the backstory, I will.
I asked first.
Where'd you get that jacket?
I don't know.
Can I look at the label?
Sure.
Nice.
Thanks. Breathe.
This is the address?
Yeah. Not much squalor.
Thank you for seeing us, Mrs. Packer.
We need to offer evidence of mitigation. Show that your son's crimes were a result of...
Outside causes, difficulty in childhood, his upbringing.
I'm sorry. It's hard. Father Jim got all the neighbors together, and that helps.
Do you have any pictures of Ricky as a child? We want to show the judges how he grew up.
Of course.
So you haven't seen your son in prison?
No, he won't let me. Keep writing every week, but he won't.
We read that Ricky had a lot of illnesses as a child.
Illnesses?
Yes, operations.
Oh, no, that was his brother Michael. He's in New York now, on Wall Street.
He's broken up about this.
What about school? Did he have problems in school?
Oh, yes. Michael was always the weakest.
No, Ricky.
Oh, no. Ricky was fine. We were able to get him into a program at St. Matthew's. There's Ricky.
It's a lot of presents.
Well, we wanted them to have Christmases we never had. Would you excuse me?
We can always say he was too spoiled.
She's a saint. And to have that son, I don't understand. Whatever he wanted, she was there.
You think he really did it? He killed those two girls? Why?
He liked doing mean things. It was fun for him.
Is there anything that you can say to help the court at all? Anything that would save his life?
He shouldn't be killed.
That was a wash.
Do you believe that?
What?
That no matter who he is, no matter what he did, he shouldn't be killed?
Yeah, don't you?
I saw those photos. Those girls were my daughter's age. They don't exist anymore. And to get that call, to spend every night thinking about your daughter's last breath, he raped. Did you see what he did to their bodies?
But we don't execute him.
Why not?
Because it would be wrong.
What day are you looking for?
June 15th, the day Adrian Ivor disappeared.
Okay. There you go. Corner of 19th and Troy.
Okay. Oh, yes. That's the victim, right? That's what he was wearing?
Yeah. That's his corner.
Okay, and that's the night Miss Ivor died. I guess there's someone else in that corner the next night.
You wanna see the next night?
If you'd be so kind.
Do you know anything about Will Garner's relationship with Judge Baxter?
They had a falling out. He was a corrupt judge. Will got him thrown off the bench.
No, our office got him thrown off the bench. Garner didn't do crap.
There. That's the next night?
It is.
He had the wrong man, Dana. It was a corner fight, and he took the corner. That's why he killed the 22nd Disciple, so he could take the corner. My guess is that man killed Adrian Ivor, too. You need to find that man.
Your Honors, Ricky Packer is a changed man. His rehabilitation is a testament to the dignity of the human spirit, even in the face of great adversity. We ask for mercy and compassion by sparing his life and granting him. Your Honor,
yes,
Mr. Packer's defense attorney never availed himself of mitigation witnesses during the penalty phase of the trial. As you can see, there are many people here who would speak to Mr. Packer's fine character. He has changed in prison, Your Honors. He had an unfortunate upbringing, none of the opportunities that you or I have had. Just listen to his mother. She will speak to how hard it was for Ricky growing up in their tough South Side neighborhood, how she neglected Ricky as a child. And even now, how she has not seen her son in prison. Imagine being a child in the inner city with no hope.
I've known Ricky Packer all his life. I was there at his baptism. I'm here to say that Ricky Packer's a good person. He's a redeemable person. He has been led astray, and I take it as my own personal failing that I didn't lead him back.
He's not a good person.
No. I said what I said so he wouldn't be killed.
It's all right to do that?
Nothing is very clean. The older I get, the more I realize that.
What if it meant releasing him?
Then we would be having another conversation.
Looks like it worked.
Well, they're considering the appeal. We have a 24-hour extension and access to Ricky Packer. So, Alicia, where is Alicia? Oh, I need you to get to Indiana. Andre says Ricky Packer likes talking with women, so you talk with Ricky and we'll work the appeal. All right, let's get going. Work on the appeal. Alicia, are you all right doing this? Going to him?
I'm all right doing this. It's my job.
Okay. Then head out.
Just doing homework. Jennifer's coming over later for tutoring.
Okay. I already talked to Zach, but I'm working on this case, and I don't know what time I'll be home. So Dad is going to come over and pick you up and take you to his place, all right?
We can take care of ourselves, Mom.
No. I already talked to Dad. And lock the door, okay? Grace, I know sometimes we forget, but just do it.
Okay. Is everything all right?
I think so. You come straight home from school every day, don't you?
Mom, you're getting weird.
I know. I love you. Bye.
Eli Gold and Mickey Gunn. I think that's the third sign of the apocalypse. You guys working together.
But only on something we truly believe in.
Yeah.
You know Robert Mulvey?
The ex-congressman, the one that flipped from Republican to Democrat. I hear he's looking for a campaign he can win, isn't he?
Mickey represents him. And we want to offer you a story.
About him?
About Mickey. It's a sort of think piece about the next generation of candidates.
Really? You got a headline for me, too? Your sweat's showing, guys.
We have a picture. It's not as bad as Anthony Weiner, but in our opinion, it encapsulates the problems of the Facebook era candidate.
He slept with a campaign worker. That's him? That's Robert Mulvey?
It is.
Do you want to hang a lantern on your problem?
Hang a lantern on what? This has nothing to do with Mulvey's policy. This has nothing to do with his morals.
Really? Servicing Santa's not about his morals?
It ain't the real Santa. It's a statue. And there is no real Santa, so he wouldn't have a penis.
But the real story here is Mickey Gunn and how he deals with a photo that is admittedly ridiculous, but is also irrelevant to Mulvey's character.
Look, I'm fine. You want to give me something, give me some. But why don't you put the candidate on?
We'll see what we can do.
Would you excuse me a moment? So you want to cancel dinner?
You know me. Flighty.
You want something to drink?
Where are you, Marissa?
Getting computer advice, Dad. I'll call you later. How long have your parents lived apart?
What do you mean?
Don't worry, my dad told me. When did they split up?
About 5 months ago.
I'll give you all the tips on how to use it. Parents going through divorce are so guilty.
It's my dad. Come pick me up.
Zach? Oh, hello.
Grandma.
Peter had to work today, so he asked me to look in on you. Hello.
Hello. I'm Marissa.
Are you the new tutor?
No, I'm Eli Gold's daughter.
Oh, really? And what are we doing here?
What are we doing here, Zach?
I was just showing her how to change her dad's computer settings. Grace, Grandma's here.
Is Grace here?
I thought you were out there trying to save the world.
I was. Now I'm here.
You look serious.
An ASA in Peter Florek's office is asking about your relationship with Judge Baxter. You in trouble?
I'm in something. I don't know what I'm in. Who's the ASA?
Dana Lodge. I think she's working with Carrie. Is this coming from Peter Florek?
I think it is.
So it's about his wife?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I used to be able to read the political tea leaves. Now I can barely tell why people say hello to me in the morning.
Then use me.
Thought you were an island these days.
No man is an island.
I don't know, Kalinda. This one's tough. They're coming for me.
Did you pay off Baxter?
No. But I think I know why they think I did.
Okay, then ask for my help.
I feel like hugging you.
No, just ask for my help.
You okay?
I will be.
You need something?
You discussed with Andre Bergson, the filmmaker, a murder, a buried body.
Man becomes very popular in his last hours of life.
You said you know who killed him?
What's your name?
Alicia Florek.
Andre said this in a girl, didn't he?
Yes.
And here you are.
It would help us greatly if you could tell us who committed this murder.
Didn't the cops find someone?
Yes, a juvenile from a competing gang. But we think it's this man.
Yeah.
Can you tell us who this is?
Why should I?
We're helping you with your appeal.
Yeah.
We successfully argued in front of the Seventh Circuit.
They just like torturing me. They say they'll reconsider, but I'll be dead come Sunday.
Then why not help us?
I heard my mom argue for me.
She did.
And my brother?
It was hard on both of them, but they argued for you.
You get them here, and I'll tell you.
I don't know if we have time.
We'll make the time.
I'll get them. Just tell me who this is. Who is this, Ricky? Just tell me.
Irvin Womack, a.k.a. Mace. He's your man.
Do I admit to being young, stupid, even immature? Yes. But the 21-year-old Robert Mulvey is not the 34-year-old Robert Mulvey.
And you think we shouldn't judge you because it was just this one time?
Well, I think you should judge me on what I say and what I do now.
And what if it's more than one time? These photos were taken on the same winter break, Congressman.
Oh, dear God.
Is that you at the National Gallery Sculpture Garden?
Don't go there. No, please don't go there.
Is that George Washington?
No.
Well, I don't believe they, I would need to get a closer look.
We need to talk to your politician.
You look serious.
I'm a serious guy.
Irvin Womack, a.k.a. Mace. I think we should question him for the 22nd disciple hit.
Close that.
Yeah, with a juvenile. This guy's adult.
Is that what Kalinda said?
You mean your girlfriend, Kalinda?
No, I mean yours.
No, don't stop there. You're on a roll.
Yeah, I saw you two. It looked more than friendly.
Really?
And what does more than friendly look like?
Like more than friendly.
Carrie, listen to my words now, okay? I have never said this before, but I am now going to say it for you. Are you ready? I am not a lesbian.
I know a lot of people weren't anything until they met Kalinda.
Is that why you have a thing for ethnic women?
What?
You still pining for your lesbian?
Okay, now you're turning it. This isn't about me.
Okay, that's enough for me. Going home now. You want to question Mace, go for it. You're the deputy.
Kalinda's trying to get to me through you.
Yeah, and it seems to be working. Figure out what you want, Carrie. Then we can talk.
I don't want her.
Good to know.
What do you know about him?
Not much. Alicia got a tip from Death Row. You found out something on him?
His description matched another murder. We just want to question him. Nobody's going in hard. So you talk to ASA Lodge these days?
Yeah. You too, huh?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah. Don't, okay? Don't.
Carrie. Look, ASA Lodge approached me. She gave me a card. If you have a problem with that, then you need to sort that out with her.
She's not the one I mistrust.
Go to hell, Carrie. Do you think that I... Oh, looks like it was a P99. That's Tom's gun.
I say this with some trepidation, but a failing is a failing. I am an alcoholic.
Nice work. Changes the subject.
Thanks. The only place left to go.
I thought, foolishly, that I had taken care of my problem. But as all alcoholics know, it's never over. So I'm going back into the program.
All right, so I'll talk to you when he gets out.
Yeah. I like him.
Not a bad guy. Still room to corrupt him. I'm thinking of him for state senate first.
State senate here?
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I just didn't know you were thinking local.
You only as a jumping off point. What's wrong? Is that too small for you?
My ex-wife is running for state senate.
Really? Well, that's, unfortunate.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for your help, buddy. I'll see you.
He lost the appeal. Execution's going forward.
Thank you for coming. We need to hurry.
We got here as fast as we could. This is Michael.
Yes.
Come this way, please.
Just so you know, Mrs. Packer, he helped us with our case. We found the real killer, and our client will be freed. I don't know if that helps.
It helps. Thank you.
It's Ricky's mother. Tell them we're coming.
Thank you.
He'll be coming out of that door. We have to stay here.
He really helped you with your case?
Yes. You sound surprised.
I know they're supposed to be good in everyone, but sometimes it's just hard to see, so this gives me hope.
Here he comes.
Ricky! to Michael.
I'm going away now.
We love you.
I know.
What can we do for you?
Burn in hell. Both of you. I want you to suffer every day of your life thinking of me. Bye, Mom. Love you. It was fun.
You all right?
Considering it was my first gunfight. You?
Yeah. Thanks for pulling me down, for protecting me.
What do you want from me, Glenda?
What do I want from you? Why does everybody always think that I want something?
Because you do. She's not attracted to women.
Carrie, you make me too calculated. Look, I came here. You weren't here. She was here, so I asked her about the case, that's all. You've got blood on your ear. On your...
I don't like you being in my head.
What?
I said I don't like you being in my head.
Then get me out.